Welcome back to another episode of Stretching Boundaries. I'm your host today, Aaron Perlett, and I am joined by Elasticity's Director of Client Relations, Meg Ryan, not the actress, I have to say that. Meg, thank you so much for being with me today. You are the best.
Thanks for having me.
So, you lead our what we call client relationship management function, which is really it can be the lifeblood of the agency. It's certainly one of the most important things we do, and that is that management of the day-to-day interaction between our team and our clients, and making sure they know what's going on and understand what's going on, and just facilitating everything we do. In your mind, how important is that function to just the health of a marketing agency overall?
Sure. It's extremely important. You have an entire team internally. You also have the relationship and rapport that you're building with the client. You're essentially the go-between between both of those parties. I think it's important, obviously, to the health of the agency when you're speaking about that, to make sure that we're maintaining expectations both internally and externally, that things are being communicated very clearly, internally in particular, because you need to be able to give marching orders to your team. You also need to be able to effectively communicate that to the client without having to have every single person who's touching the project on the client calls. It's a balancing act, really. You want to make sure that you're giving enough time to the internal team to get the work done, but also maintaining expectations with the client on when they can expect deliverables. I feel like there's some really key elements that are really important to a successful client relationship manager. I would say there's really four or five actually main buckets. I'd say transparency, communication, having a passion for not only marketing, but also for your client's business, being solutions oriented and results driven. I think that's really, really the kind of five key buckets that really make somebody in my position successful at their job.
I've experienced this, and I'm sure you have, but some of our clients, when we first engage with them, they kind of might see that function as almost like overhead. Like, what are you really doing? You're spending hours. But just how important is it to the success of the work that we are doing for a client? I mean, it's remarkably important.
It's incredibly important. I don't think it's just overhead. I mean, when you're talking about managing an account, you're really staying on top of industry trends for the client. You're staying on top of marketing trends in general. I mean, in order for a CRM to do their job effectively, they really need to have a strong understanding of how of all marketing verticals, how they all fit together. Essentially, we're giving direction as if we're the client ourselves to the internal teams. And so everything that goes out to the client, we're the last stop shop, essentially. So we're catching things that maybe, there's imagery that isn't accurate, or there's copy that just from working with the client and from staying on top of those trends, being ingrained in their everyday business, that isn't going to fly, that you can send back before you're sending a product that the client might not like, right? That's everything. I mean, that could cause you to lose a client right there if you send them something that isn't ready to be, presented to the client. So we're doing much more than just shuffling paper. Absolutely. Like I said, we're very much staying on top of our client's business is our business, right? So it's our job to really stay on top of things that are happening in the real world pertaining to their particular industry, making sure we're communicating that to the internal team so that they're aware. Because, if you've got a creative director, I mean, they're touching every single client, every single project. It's our job to be the advocate for the client, just as much as we're the advocate for our internal teams when we're speaking with the client. So it's really that communication piece that's so crucial to making sure that we're getting the job done right the first time and not having to go back through multiple rounds of revisions, missing the mark, those sorts of things. All of those things could be detrimental to an account.
Is there a general rule of thumb or a process to how you approach and I guess guide in the managing of client relationships in general?
I don't know if it's as much of like, a science or an art in terms of like process of how of how that's done. Like I said, we're an extension of our clients' teams. So if it's, if I'm overseeing a particular client, let's say in like the tequila sector, for instance, I'm looking at that as like, this is my business, right? I want to grow this. I need to constantly be staying on top of what's happening, different ideas I can be bringing to the table, making sure I'm being super proactive. I think the process is really just having a very clear understanding of what our clients' goals are, but how can we push the envelope? How can we, make their business more successful than what they could have ever imagined? There isn't a clear-cut process. It's constant communication. It's knowing your client's business. It's touching that client every single day, multiple times a day, making sure they're seeing the value that they're getting from us, and from our team.
How do you, you lead kind of when we onboard someone that's on your team that's going to be that kind of day-to-day interface, that person who's managing the relationship and our team internally. How do you make sure you're helping to ingrain kind of that customer-centric mindset in that team member of Elasticity to make sure that they're always thinking from a again, that kind of got to be very customer centric. Got to make sure you're supporting them at every turn.
Yeah, I think it's what's really important is making sure that you're aligning the right client relationship manager with the right account and the right client. Making sure that it's in line with what they're already passionate about. I mean, if you're talking about me, for instance, like I can find passion in just about any client, any project. Not everybody's really like that, right? So making sure that it's something that, really is speaking to that person's, I mean, they want to get up and get excited about every day, I think is first and foremost the most important thing. And then once you've aligned that, I mean, everything else just kind of falls right into place. I mean, there's obviously we have processes internally that we follow, but there's nothing quite like working on a project that you're super excited about and that you want to stay on top of, that you want to learn more about, that you want to find other ways of helping them grow their business. So I think making sure that you're aligning the right person with the right account is crucial.
What about expectation management? I mean, there's times where you have to say no. And that's difficult when someone's paying you, say, $20,000 a month. How do you do that? Walk us through that. Like it's kind of a tap dance, right?
It is a bit. I think it goes back to that piece about being transparent, making sure that the client's understanding why you're saying no, understanding, if they're asking for something and you feel like it's not going to be successful, explaining all of the potential pitfalls and why we're recommending not to go that direction. If they still want to try it, I had a client the other day that was like, I just want to be on LinkedIn. And I'm like, that's really probably not the right place for your product when you're trying to sell a $15,000, for instance, expedition in the Antarctic. It might be, it might not be. We kind of laid out here's why we wouldn't recommend that. They still wanted to try it, so we're like, okay, that's fine, that's fair. So we'll try, a small portion of your budget and see if it works. And see what the let the data speak for itself. I mean, really, the client's asking for something for a reason. So really understanding the reasons why they're asking for it, making sure that they fully understand why we wouldn't recommend it, and kind of see where the chips may fall, and then let the data speak for itself. Let that kind of drive that conversation. And again, it's all about being transparent. I think if they understand that your goal is their goal, right? To increase business, whatever that might be, maybe it's awareness, maybe it's purchase of product, and really understanding that that's their bottom line and how you're helping them to get there, I think is key. It's not really about saying no, it's about just being transparent, understanding you guys are all on the same team, and maybe if this direction that they're wanting to take isn't correct, maybe there's an alternative solution that we think would be more successful for them.
What's the hardest part about what you do?
I would say, I think it's just kind of making everybody, it's not about making everybody happy. I wouldn't say that. I think, sheer volume, making sure that you are really being 120% for every single client and prioritizing the work, right? Just, if there's a smaller client that might not be paying you as much, they still deserve just as much of your attention as somebody who might be your biggest client, but trying to figure out and navigate how to prioritize the work, making sure it's all getting done, making sure that every client feels the same value that you're bringing to the table for all clients. I would say that's the biggest challenge and something that we're constantly working on a day-to-day basis.
What's the most gratifying part of your role and what you do?
Gosh, being successful for a client, seeing the results speak for themselves, seeing us growing our clients' businesses, seeing them, be successful. I mean, clients have ebbs and flows, right? So there's times where they might not be as successful for one reason or another, things that are completely out of our control, and trying to find ways of working with them, and then seeing them feeling this sense of relief that we've got their back and that we're there for them. I think, seeing just the impact of the work, seeing, when we're driving down the highway, seeing a billboard that your team worked on, seeing a brand that has been rolled out, throughout just like St. Louis County, for example, and just hearing feedback from people in the community about how they're seeing it everywhere and the impact it's making on the community. That feedback makes it all worth it.
I thought you were going to say the most gratifying part about what you did is the quality time you get to spend with me, working with me, but I guess I was wrong. But
I
I'll
mean,
take that's a good
that's
answer.
definitely
That's
part of
no,
it.
that's a good answer. Meg Ryan, Director of Client Relations for Elasticity, thank you so much for being on Stretching Boundaries.
Thanks for having me.